You, let me get this, let me get this man in. Yo.
Here.
Here. What's good?
Not much. Sorry for the delay.
No, don't worry about it.
Getting stuff ready for everybody, and then I think I sat down a little too long, and then it was like 9:55, and I was like, fuck, I didn't finish everything.
No, don't worry about it. As long as you're here, that's what matters.
Thanks, man. How are you doing this morning?
I couldn't sleep for shit last night. Like, I'm tired as hell.
I'm sorry. You know what's funny that you say that? It's because after the Payback ended last night, I couldn't go to sleep at all. So I put on Tenet. And Tenet is like a 2.5 hour movie. So I was like, you know what? By the first 25 minutes, I'll be slumped. And yep, sure enough, like within the first 15, I was gone. That'll do the trick. Put a long ass movie on. I'll be good.
I was actually falling asleep during the main event. And I mean, I didn't miss any of the main event. I was just like knocking out. I'm like, is it me or is this match long? Like it feels long. And then afterwards, I just went to bed, and I was listening to Soup talk about it, and I couldn't even finish the show. So I just turned off everything, and just knocked out. And then the wife and the sister-in-law, they came home because they went to a party. And my wife does this thing where it's just like she's going to turn on all the lights to like look for something. And then she's like laying in bed until she's tired. And I'm like, are you going to turn off the light? Like, I'm trying to fall asleep with the book. So she turns off the lights and goes to sleep. And I'm having a hard time falling asleep. So, like, I'm trying to get comfortable. I'm looking at my phone. And then finally I get tired. I'm like, all right. So, finally when I'm about to fall asleep, my fucking dog decides to bark at something.
Oh, no.
I just hear, whoa, 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 at the fucking door. I'm like, why the fuck are you barking at 6 in the morning?
Nah, trust me. I know how that feels. It'll be, bro. I have neighbors and stuff, and sometimes they're very obnoxious. They could be really loud at the worst times of the day. And, like, I wouldn't say the walls are pretty thin, but if you're loud enough, you can hear every movement. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it'll be, like, 5:30 or 6 o'clock in the morning, and you'll hear a thump, like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And I'm like, bro, like, it's Saturday. Ain't no way I'm gonna get up because you wanna be loud as fuck. Like, what the fuck's wrong with y'all? They do that at the worst times. Right. Like, come on, bro. Especially it'd be the times, like you said, like, you're just trying to sleep and you can't. And then once you're there, doo-doo. Like, bro.
It's just like, and I go out and there's nothing out there. And, I don't know, most of the time when she barks is because, like, one of our cats is, like, outside the door. Or, like, I don't know, she heard another dog on the other side of the street. I'm like, my God, seriously, you woke me up for this shit. You better not bark again. And I just go back to sleep, and I kept drifting in and out. So, yeah. I probably should have like ran to Dunkin' and got a nice coffee or something, because I'm like so out of it right now. But
yeah.
Other than that, I know RJ said he'll be joining maybe mid show because he's cleaning.
Okay, that's cool.
So, yeah, people, this is Sunday. You're the host, so you do the honors, man.
I got you, bro. Yeah, everybody, welcome. Sunday. This will be our last Sunday before we move to another day. Congratulations to our boy Drew, my man. Got a promotion, you feel me, dog? Yeah, everybody, give a round of applause, you know what I'm saying?
Thanks,
that's
man.
What I'm talking about. We thriving out here. We go nothing but up. And but he has to move his off day, so we'll talk about that to maneuver the Friendly Neighborhood Mark Sunday show. But yeah, welcome back, people. Monty, Drew, RJ will be here soon. And we got a lot. Well, we're going to talk about Payback. I didn't really watch Collision. I forgot Collision was on yesterday at the same time, so I didn't even bother. So I don't know. It's just zilch as to what happened. But,
I actually have something interesting. So
what happened?
Collision was in Chicago, and Tony Khan decided to go out there and address the CM Punk situation.
Oh yeah, we can do that.
So I have a transcript here. Of Tony Khan being met with boos. Boos.
He met with boos?
He got met with boos.
Wow.
Yeah, the Chicagoans were not happy that he did what he did. But he said, "You're being more kind than I had potentially expected." "So thank you. You're doing great. Welcome home. Okay, I understand how you feel. I have never done this before. I wanted to come out and talk to you before the show starts. Usually when I come out here in Chicago in front of friends and family, I always talk about how I am from this great state. I'm from the great state of Illinois myself. I grew up here. I grew up downstate in Champaign or Champagne or whatever. And to come here to this building was pretty much the greatest deal in the world for me. To me. Until I was 20 years old, and I never spent more than 2.5 weeks in a row out of Illinois my entire life. I love it here so much. I love bringing pro wrestling here. This weekend means a lot to me. 5 years ago, I was out of Hoffman Estate near the streets of Woodfield. I went to the original All In. That was the biggest independent wrestling show of all time. Last weekend, we had AEW All In. That was the biggest pro wrestling show of all time, period. We sold more tickets to that show than any wrestling show in the history of the wrestling business. And now it's very important to me to keep the tradition of All Out alive. All Out started, to be honest with you, because I started AEW. Ring of Honor had paid for the original All In. You remember when Wrestling Soup put that thing out there, and then people went after them and started like sending them hate messages because that wasn't the cool thing to say? Well, Tony Khan just fucking admitted it happened, so fuck all you. And I couldn't call it All In without possibly getting sued by Ring of Honor. I came here to talk to you from the bottom of my heart because today I had to do one of the hardest things I ever had to do. So bear with me. And sitting here right now, I'm sure everybody knows that at this point what I'm going to say, but I think it's important that I come out here and talk to you about before Collision and All Out this weekend, because I really respect all of you. I'm a wrestling fan like you, and if I were in your shoes, I could totally understand how a lot of you feel one way or the other. But I just want to tell you, I'm out here because I had to do something I did not want to do today. I'm very sorry to fans or anyone who's upset by it. And there's more. Jesus Christ.
Damn, he's dragging the shit out of it. Just fucking say it, bro.
He just wants sympathy, I guess. But this week, we conducted an investigation independent of me. I have a discipline committee at AEW that is independent and comprised the majority of lawyers. And I also brought in outside legal counsel. I hired independent lawyers to investigate this and make a recommendation. This was different than anything I've ever been involved in sports or wrestling. It was tough when I met them. The unanimous recommendation was the action that I took. The action that took came as a result of this investigation. But I have to say, it stems from an incident backstage at last weekend at AEW All In. I have been going to wrestling shows like you for over 30 years, and the first one I ever went to was with my dad. Jesus Christ, dude, get to the point. Who's here tonight in Champaign, Illinois? I would thank you, Dad, but because without him, none of this would be possible, because we took a huge leap on the dream that became AEW, and that's why we're here. And everything I know about the business, I'm gonna skip some things because he's not getting to the fucking point.
Please, just get to it. This dude is just rambling on about his life like anybody give a shit.
I'm sorry, I can't have that. I won't have that. That is why I made a very tough choice. There's no place in the world that is literally the place in the world, literally the United Center, that I would want to tell you. The recommendation was from the committee, but the decision was mine. I'm sorry that anyone's upset, but I want you to know that you're all here tonight because you love professional wrestling. This company is a love letter to professional wrestling. Like, give me a break. And I know that there's wrestlers here that every single one of you care about. They're all going to work very hard to put on a great episode of Collision for you here tonight. You're going to work very hard, and I promise you, and this is the end, I promise to put a great All Out for you, because we've been doing All Out here for years, and I want to keep it in Chicago forever. Good luck with that. It means a lot. I love this town. I love this state. I love so many people here, including my family and so many of you. I love pro wrestling. I love doing this every week. Thank you for being here tonight. I'm sorry if I disappoint you. That's not my intent. But I did what I had to do for the people that worked here. I love you very much. Thank you for being here. Oh, and the one part I skipped over, there's a part where he said, I feared for my life.
He's weird.
Oh, boy. So that's what happened before All In started. Thoughts?
I don't know, man. It's just weird. He's a weird dude. And my man just went rambling about a bunch of nothing. And quite frankly, he just rambled on about just about himself, and like he never really got to the point of saying that he had to release him, but like he just went on about the investigation and skipped over it and started talking about the fans in Chicago, this and this. Like, just tell them you released him because of his fucking inappropriate behavior backstage. He's causing real ruckus over what? Like why you had to choke him for? Why you had to press him and choke him? You could have pressed him without fighting him. I don't understand. Like, he probably would have got in trouble, but he's a problem. It's just, I don't understand. And then I guarantee you, Drew, there's probably people out there talking about him coming to WWE, and I don't want that shit. Unless he's playing people over, I definitely don't want him over here.
I mean, do you think he'd pull that kind of shit with WWE, though?
No, Triple H ain't doing that shit. You fucking crazy. Triple H ain't doing that shit, bro. He's not dealing with that bullshit, especially from an old ass dude like CM Punk. Like, that's my thing. I don't think CM Punk gonna come over here and start pulling people over. He wasn't pulling nobody over in fucking AEW. So it's like, what you expect? You think his ego and his like mindset gonna change just because he's gonna be coming back to WWE? No. Like, what? You think anybody wanna see a CM Punk John Cena match again? No. Like, they too old. Like, what? Who you want CM Punk to fight in WWE again, realistically? What, like Seth Rollins? Because they haven't fought since like what, he was in the Shield? Yeah, I mean, that's mad long, but like, you can live with. I feel like this shit, you, Drew, I feel like there's dream matches or matches that you wish you could see again, but then guess what? You're just glad you don't. Like, you don't need to see it. Like, you can live without it. There's matches that you wish that could happen, but you can live without. Like, I could live without CM Punk coming back. I'm sorry. What he gonna do? Cause shit with people here? No. You don't want that.
Right. I mean, again, you know, who exactly was there to put over that was worth putting over in AEW?
Cap, bro. Ricky Starks should have won that world title.
This yeah, Ricky, Ricky Starks. I mean, he put over MJF. He put over. Well, he didn't really put anything. Here's the thing is like, he would have these overly competitive matches with mid talent. It's just like, why are you having a 20-minute match with Daniel Garcia? Why are you having a 20-minute match with Matt Sydal? Like, you should be beating these guys in, like, 10 minutes.
And before anybody does the argument with Edge, Edge will have those matches, but he'll have those matches with, like, where he's in a feud or with somebody he wanted to fight himself type shit. So
right. Right, but, like,
anybody tries to do that argument, because I know they both that damn near close in age.
But, I don't know, personally, I think he might come back to WWE because there's also talk about AJ coming back. About her making
her
way back.
Nah, I don't want her either, bro. Fuck that.
And why do you have a problem with AJ?
Me?
Yeah, why do you have a problem with AJ?
Drew, I'm going to give you a spade a spade, like my boy RJ used to always call it. Hey, I'm going to give you a spade a spade. Hey. AJ Lee was a damn great talker, right? Probably one of the best talkers in that whole Divas division because everybody shtick in that division and that technically same used to present their shit. But besides that, she was like a okay wrestler. She wasn't nothing wowing you in the ring, per se, I would say. Like, none of her matches, she was alright. Like, she was no D. She's definitely not in love with on any of the four horsewomen that, you know, well, WWE now. I'd say that without even thinking about it. Like,
well you say that, it's okay. Like, look,
she was good.
Like, look at who she was in the ring with at the time. Like, literally right when she left, that's when the new women's revolution started, as soon as she left.
Yeah,
so,
now they did suck. I give you that.
Right. I mean, it's kind of like Trish Stratus, for example. Trish Stratus, we consider Trish one of the greatest, but, you know, who was she in the ring with at the time? She had Lita. She had, Victoria was good. She had Molly. Other than that, who else did she have? Now she's, you know,
Mickie James.
Yeah, Mickie James,
Melina, Jazz. Yeah, Jazz was whooping. Yeah, don't bring that up, bro. RJ, me and RJ talked about that, Drew, one time, and after we talked about it, I was like, yo, babe, let's go watch this pay per view real quick, because I remember Jazz fighting. She beat her first title defense. They didn't have no rematch. She whooped Trish Stratus' ass, took the title, said, give me this shit, and just went on a crazy run. Like, Jazz was a fucking beast.
Definitely.
But
yeah, but for her it was more sporadically, because like they would just like kind of trickle it on. It's like, okay, let's have a bra and panties match, let's have an evening gown match, let's have this match, and then let's every now and then have a nice little, you know, women's match for the women. But you know,
yeah, I used to hate that.
But for example, you know, we're gonna get into Payback in a little bit. She had a really fucking good match with Becky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a damn good opener.
But hold on.
How's everything, RJ? How you doing, boy?
Good, I'm good. I was just sprucing up the place.
No, you good, man. I was just trying to get everything set up in the morning. I sat down for a little, like, to just relax. My head was getting a little dizzy. And by the time I knew it, it was like 9:55. And I was like, fuck this shit. Fuck. I don't got nothing set up. Like, I didn't have nothing, bro. I didn't have set up.
What's going on, chat? How y'all doing? Maurice Bain.
Yeah, how's everybody doing?
Hey, subscribe to Maurice's YouTube channel, by the way.
Yeah? Is it Maurice Bear too?
I do believe so.
I bet.
That for me, Maurice, but yeah, he does a lot of wrestling Maurice too.
Yeah, drop it in the chat. I'll click the link. I'll be on YouTube. I'll be on YouTube like far too much. I'll have TV on. And on YouTube on my phone. I'm being dead ass.
dead ass.
What the people call from movies that like I got on and always look at the TV and just be happy like it's on, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I'll dead ass be on YouTube on my phone while the shit's on. I don't know why.
Do you have YouTube Premium?
Nah, bro, that's just too much bread. It's like $65. I get Spectrum through my parents.
Premium's not $65. You're probably thinking of YouTube TV, and that's more. But no, premium's like $15, $16.
Oh shit, I didn't even know that, bro.
I think they have a deal where if you sign up now, you'll get the first 4 months for free.
I gotta look that shit up.
It's totally fucking worth it. I've had it, and I'm so happy because I hate fucking ads. But
y'all wanna fucking get into Payback?
Oh, RJ, before we do, RJ, what do you think about the whole CM Punk thing?
Hey, Tony Khan had to let his nuts hang and he fucking got him up out of there.
If somebody's
if somebody's a common denominator and you're having all these problems, you gotta get rid of that problem. I also think that Tony Khan isn't doing himself any favors by having the Elite still being EVPs, by the way. So I'm not just going to dump on Punk either. But because you got these guys, they have their favorites and they have their clicks. You know what I'm saying? And that's a conflict of interest because we're going to see what's going to happen on Collision from now on, guys. We have to watch Collision now because if guys and girls that Punk was trying to shine some spotlight on all of a sudden disappear off of Collision, then we know the shit's fucked. We know the shit's fucked, and it's a circle jerk, in that it's all about the clicks, and all about who you know, and this, that, and the other. We're gonna know really, really soon. If Ricky Starks starts to go down the card again, we don't see Hobbs no more, Miro don't get his spotlight no more, we start seeing more of the Elite, and more of their guys on this show, and we know...
They're gonna start dipping.
Yeah. So, I wait and see on that front, but... as far as the Punk stuff goes, look, hey, he was a problem. I'm a denominator. Had to go. He was showing his ass too much. He was showing his ass too much when it came to promos, provoking people after the show went off, taking little subtle digs at people on TV. And it went both ways. It definitely went both ways. But, like, Punk was drawing more attention to it, and he was getting into shit with people. So, like, he had to go. He had to go for his sanity, Tony Khan's sanity, and for the good of AEW, he had to go. Because people's like, a WWE return? I tell you what, that behavior wouldn't be tolerated in WWE.
Nope.
Yeah, Drew was saying that. Drew was telling me that he wouldn't be doing that shit. And even if I know he wouldn't, because Triple H ain't dealing with that shit, especially from an old man like CM Punk. Like, granted, this is what I like about WWE. They would maintain, not maintain. Yeah, I think that's a proper word. I would say they would maintain his schedule to the point where his every time he appeared, it would feel big.
Like, right. He would get he would get that Brock Lesnar, you know, Edge schedule.
Facts, and I would like that. Funny. Yeah, I would like that. I definitely don't mind that, because guys like him. Listen, I don't need like the shit that he was doing on Dynamite and shit like that. I wouldn't want to see it. I don't want you fighting. I don't fucking know.
I don't want him fighting all these weird young guys. Remember, he's fighting guys he had no business in the ring.
He was fighting Lee Moriarty. He was fighting other people.
I was like, dude, like what are you doing? Underneath guys, like,
yeah, like, what are you doing?
Like, but, what are you doing? Why are you spinning your tires on this, bro? Like, yeah. Just wrestle the big matches like Danielson. You know, it's Danielson that much on TV.
RJ, I was telling Drew that, like, the only way I would fucking fuck with it is if basically if he's coming over, he gotta put people over. I don't want him beating everybody and winning everything. Like, I don't want to see that.
And he's a guy I think would do that. He's a guy that would do that. I don't think CM Punk would be railroading over people. That's not his style.
No.
As much as he has a big ego and stuff like that, which, you know, hey, we all got an ego, right? We all gotta believe in ourselves and carry and walk around with a chip on our shoulders. We're men. We're men. But he's not a guy that's a world beater. Like, he's... Otherwise, he would have flexed his muscle in AEW and would have been a world beater. So, like... Look. I'm pretty sure him and Triple H would have a serious conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And look, hey, a lot of this shit ain't gonna fly over here, buddy.
Oh, shit, we lost
these guys. These guys will throw you out of the locker room. You think Roman and Seth aren't the same Roman and Seth they were 10 years ago when you left.
Uh-huh.
You know? A lot of these guys that are kind of grown up in the business, they ain't the same guys they were when you was in the locker room last. You know what I'm saying? And then some of these younger guys too, they ain't gonna put up with that shit either. You coming in there acting all foolish around them. I think Austin Theory and Grayson Waller and all those guys gonna be going for that? No. And rightfully so.
No.
Punk's gonna have to be on his best behavior before they consider anything. But if I was to bring him back, if I was Triple H to bring him back, it would definitely be on a part-time schedule. So that way, you know, he could come and go, make his money, and he don't have to be around the locker room, potentially poisoning the locker room with his bad attitude, if that's the case.
Right. Like, he... I know, like, the whole thing with, like, when he came back and was at, you know, backstage at Raw in Chicago, and he met everybody, and he talked to Triple H for like maybe a few minutes, and he had to leave because Vince was like, you know, oh, he's under schedule, get him out. I'm pretty sure there's going to be more to it than that, because maybe they're cool, but there's a difference between, you know, forgiving but not forgetting. And there's going to be that conversation with Triple H. Is like, you were kind of a dick to me. Like, you kind of did some fucked up shit to me when I was there. And I can see Triple H, you know, kind of throwing it back. It's like, well, you weren't exactly a joy to work with. So, you know, it's going to be a deep conversation, and obviously, you know, Vince is going to be involved, and then you got Endeavor buying the company. You got, you know, a UFC company, you know, essentially owning the company. So it's going to be under new management, and you know, Punk does commentary for, you know, UFC. Well, not UFC, but like MMA and other like smaller brand companies. So. The owners are probably gonna be like, so you gonna sign CM Punk? But I don't know. Like, what do you think about AJ possibly coming back to WWE?
Same with her. I would do a part time deal with her. Like, let her come around. Like, do like they do with Maryse. Maryse pops up, you know. She'll do like a program with like the Miz, and then she'll go away. Like, do something like that for AJ. Like, that's fine. I got no problems with that. I got no problems with that. And look, she can work with some of the younger girls. You mean to tell me, Bayley and AJ? I know Bayley and AJ had a match in NXT, but that, you know, that was a long time ago. But you can run that back. You can run that back, and AJ and EO, there's a lot you could do there. But it would be at a part-time schedule. I wouldn't mind that, but part-time, yeah, cool.
Right, I mean, like it was
I don't mind that.
It was something Monty, like, when you got in, it's just like right around the time when she left, that's when the women's revolution thing started in the company, you know, so AJ can have feuds and matches with people that she never really had feuds with. She can wrestle Bayley, she can wrestle Becky, she can wrestle Charlotte, you know, Io, Rhea, Bianca, you know, she can have meaningful feuds. And she could probably go down to fucking NXT because, you know, looks like Becky's going down to NXT to feud with Tiffany. So
I got no problems. I got no problems with that.
Me neither.
Help bring Tiffany up. Help bring Tiffany up to your level. Like, for people who are whining about that, you guys don't get the business out of wrestling, do you?
No, because they clearly want that girl to. They clearly want that girl to be a star.
Yeah, and she will be. She will be.
Who better to put her in the ring with than one of your biggest stars?
And here's the thing about Tiffany Stratton, because I gave her hell at first, you know, obviously. Like, boy, here we go. They finally got that. Another tall, statuous blonde. They finally got it. And I thought that was going to be all it to it. But no, she's athletically very impressive. Very impressive. That moonsault she does? Oh, fuck. But nah, she's really good. They just got to stop putting her in there with girls that are way smaller than her. Like, right. A lot of people was crapping on her for that submission match, and I know we talked about it, and I know it was like, that was like last month or whatever, but a lot of people was crapping on her for that submission match, but look who she was in the ring with. Like, Dan Hill's like the same size as Morgan, bro, and you got her in the Boston Crab? Of course that shit wasn't gonna look good.
No.
What the fuck? It's like 2 feet shorter.
Yeah, but I don't know, because she's gonna be wrestling Kiana pretty soon, and they're kind of evenly matched.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be good. That's gonna be good. Kiana James, a lot of people sleep on her. That girl's really good. I like Kiana James. I think she's got character. She knows who she wants to be, and she's executing it. And then she's also good in the ring too. So very athletic, very underrated. So,
I mean, I find it odd that they're both heels and they're wrestling, but you know, whatever. But yeah, Becky is gonna do wonders for Tiffany. It's only going to do nothing but just help Tiffany. But, yeah, we keep losing Monty. I don't know what's happening. But, should we get into Payback or should we wait for Monty to come back?
He said keep it going.
All right, so.
He said somebody was ringing his doorbell. That's what he said in the chat.
But, let's see. Yeah, I guess we can talk about Payback. So, Payback was last night. It was in Pittsburgh. It was in the PPG Paints Arena. And there were six matches, which is crazy for a WWE pay-per-view. Usually
that's good.
Yeah, yeah, I like it.
That's just more, man.
Right, it's just, you know, it's like an NXT pay-per-view. NXT usually does like the 5 or 6 match cards, but WWE decided to go that route. I'm like, good. So the first match was the steel cage match with Becky Lynch and Trish Stratus. 20 minutes. I had zero expectations going into this match because I really didn't care about this feud. And it's funny we say that because, was it Backlash? I don't think anyone had any expectations for that match. And I remember Becky and Trish had a really good match at Backlash. And then, you know, flash forward, you know, a couple months later to this match, and same feeling. It's like, we don't care about this feud.
Night of Champions.
Okay, Night of Champions. Night of Champions, I'm sorry. So, flash forward months later, you got this match, and it's just like, you know, Justin was like, I really don't care about this feud. We haven't talked about the pay-per-view yet, but he's like, I really don't care about this feud. I don't care about this match. I just want it to be over. And I kind of had the same feeling, because like, Don Tony hit the nail on the head when he talked about Trish, where he's like, Trish's current heel run, she comes off more as just like an actress that's trying to play a bad guy rather than a heel. You know?
And yeah, I heard that the other day, and that's a good point. That's a good point. And I think, Drew, I don't know if I'm the only one feeling this way, but I felt like if they would have had a respectable feud between the two, like to see who's just the better woman's wrestler. Can Trish still hang, or is Becky, or has the business flown her by? If they would have harped on that bit and just had her and Becky both be faces, I think it would have been better. But having Trish be a heel, nobody really wants to boo Trish, and nobody really was booing Trish.
No.
And I just think that brought it down for me. That brought it down for me, because it's like, I don't want to boo Trish at this point. I'm lucky to have Trish on TV right now wrestling. So why would I want to boo her?
Right.
So I just thought that was a mistake that WWE made by making her a heel in this. But if they would have just kept the babyface versus babyface, a respectable generational thing, passing the torch type thing, I would have been cool with that. I really would have been cool with that, because like you said, the matches have been good. The matches have been good, and including this match right here. I thought this was the best steel cage match I've seen in a long time, as far as like a WWE steel cage match. And I thought that these two women were balling. They were balling. Me and my brother was looking at each other last night like, holy shit, that was good. They were in there putting in the work. And it was good to see, because we've all been poo-pooed on this feud. But that's not due to the two women. It was the stuff that was given to them, you know, as far as the material, Trish being a heel, this, that, and the other. So I thought it was cool that they went out there and just, they fucked it up, man. And in a good way. I mean, fuck up in a good way. They had a damn good match. And I don't know, you think they're going to go with a Zoe Stark versus Trish Stratus feud moving forward?
Yeah.
I mean,
I think, I don't know about that one, guys. I don't. Zoe Stark's not that strong on the mic. And, I mean, she got a nice little ovation when she dropped Trish and then walked out the cage, but is that going to continue? Is that something that's going to continue week to week? I don't know.
I mean, it's only going to help Zoe. I mean, because, I mean, I like Zoe. I think Zoe's really good. I mean, her stuff looks believable. Her on the mic is, you know, she needs help. She'll probably need a mouthpiece pretty soon, but like, I don't know, going back to the match was just like really hard hitting, because like in the beginning it was kind of like a slow burn, but then the action just really hit, and these two were out there just really just going for it. And you know, Becky, I don't want to say when she wants to, because Becky always shines, but like, you know, that's what they call her, big match Becky. Like when in a big match, she always brings everything, and she went out there and just fucking reminded everybody why she's big time Bex. And Trish, just, you know, she's almost 50 at this point, and she was out there working like it was 2003 again. Like probably better than 2003, and she fucking got nicked right in their forehead, so she's not afraid to get bruised. So these two really went out there and just owned that night, and they owned the show. And it's safe to say this is match of the night. Like, there's really, I couldn't really pick. I mean, the rest of the show is actually good, but like this, I think, is match of the night in my opinion. Monty, what'd you think? Monty's muted. All right, so we gotta wait for. All right, so let's do the next match. Well, actually, John Cena came out because he's the host of Payback, and just warned up to the fans and said, "I will be the special guest referee for the next match, which is LA Knight versus The Miz." The Miz came out, talked a little bit of shit to John Cena, and then LA Knight came out, and you know, John Cena just happened to have a referee shirt, so he became the special guest referee for this match. I liked how there was both, I don't want to say animosity, but like even with LA Knight, he was kind of getting in Cena's face, like, you know, I'll take you out any day of the week. I thought that was kind of funny. And you know, of course, at the end they were kind of, I don't know if that was a tease, but like, you know, John Cena, you know, showing respect to LA Knight and saying, "Listen, we don't have to like each other, but I respect you." And then, you know, LA Knight shaking his hand. So maybe that'll be something for the next month, since Cena's going to be here till October 27th.
You know what, though? On that point, before we move on, I think that could be good, because I think LA Knight and Cena wrestle around the same pace, and I think that'd be a good opponent for LA Knight.
Right. And he's
like, and I think Cena, like I said, LA Knight don't do too much, so that's a good opponent for Cena to dance with.
Right, he's
if he's gonna wrestle.
LA Knight, the best way to describe him, this is not an insult, is he is a, I mean, he looks like an action figure, and he's kick and punch guy, and that's good because yeah. we need.
He's always been kick and punch guy. That's why it
right.
amazes me, right, that everybody thinks that LA Knight has this unbelievable wrestling. Ability. And don't get me wrong, he's not bad, but to me, he's a WWE wrestler. Like, he fits WWE's wrestling style to a T. Like, he's a WWE wrestler.
Right, he does.
BFT, go home. And that's fine, that's cool, there's nothing wrong with that. Why does everybody on the roster need to be like a Seth Rollins or like a Gunther or, you know what I'm saying? Like, not everybody on your roster needs to be a technical wrestling genius or a hybrid wrestler. You know, not everybody on your roster needs to be that. There needs to be some differentiality on the damn card,
Right. I mean, not everybody, like you said, not everybody needs to be AJ, not everybody needs to be Seth or Ricochet. You need your guys that look like wrestlers. But LA Knight's passable in the ring.
He's passable, serviceable. He's in that camp,
He's good in the ring, but
I don't hate him. I don't like him I don't hate him in the ring. I don't go overly Google Gaga over his in-ring ability, but he's fun. He's competent. He does what he does well, and that's fine. You can work with that. When guys do too much, they fuck up. You know, we know it. We see it all the time. Right. Guys do too much that they can't do. They fuck up.
Right. I mean, and what gets him over is him. Like, he gets himself over because he has a larger than life personality, and as soon as his music hits, the place goes nuts.
And look at the thing, right? This thing is that you have guys who do all the flips and all the tricks and all the moves, this, that, and the other. They're not even over. This guy's over. And who else was like that, too? And they compare him, they compare him to these two all the time. Stone Cold and Steve Austin, or Stone Cold and The Rock. Rock and Austin weren't these technical geniuses in the ring, either. The Rock used to bump his fucking ass off of people and shit like that. The Rock was strictly, you pop for the Rock bottom to people's elbow, and that was it. The Rock had a shitty ass sharpshooter, but that's either here or there. And Austin kicky punch guy stunner,
I would say that Austin maybe might be a better wrestler than LA Knight because he was able to kind of like work with that ground, like kind of like mat wrestling, technical wrestling type of shit. Where
Austin before the neck injury, definitely, like he was
wrestling
circles around everybody, and you have to keep that injury. In the play, So I'm just saying, Austin, kick, punch, stomp, stunner, the elbows and shit, middle finger, Austin, he made that shit work, after a while. When he became the height of his popularity, especially after Owen Hart dropped him on his neck and he couldn't do all that much anymore, he kept it simple and it worked for Stone Cold. So all we wanted to see the motherfucker do was a stunner. That was it.
Right.
See him stunner somebody, and that was it. That's fine. And LA Knight, we're rocking with him until he hits the BFT. and he does the, and that's it. That's fine. Like, it's a simple package, and it still works. It's still effective. And that's cool. That's my whole point. It's like, you can keep it simple in the ring, do your old move, and still keep people entertained. That's what I'm saying. This whole notion of everybody on the card has to be these great, spectacular athletes and do this, that, and the other, 6:30 off the goddamn ladder, and this, that, and the other. That's not necessarily the case for everybody. You can still be, you can still get a whole lot out of a little, and that's cool. And LA Knight's living proof of that, because my man is selling merch like a motherfucker. He's over like a motherfucker. This man he's riding a wave, baby, and look, they're giving it to him right now. They're giving it to him, so I'm happy for what they're doing with LA Knight right now. Could it be more? Yeah. But let's, he's got to have the test. They're testing him right now, see how he reacts to certain things, so that's cool.
Monty, what'd you think about the match, LA Knight and The Miz?
I'll tell you what, though, for a match with The Miz, he did a lot of pretty fun stuff. Like, he has that power slam. He did that Like the up and over, like over the barricade, actually, like I heard the Miz, and he freaking hopped onto the barricade and did that like jumping clothesline. It was, he had a couple moves. He shows athleticism. I don't. It's crazy, bro, that people really say like he's not that good when he does. I feel like he does just enough. Like I don't know. He had that cool ass DDT in the middle of the rope in the corner. That was fucking innovative as fuck. Like. He's good. He makes a simple move and he makes it look cool. Like, cause he knows he does it. Like, I never seen that DDT before. Like the way he like wrapped his head, like wrapped his arm around it in the middle of the rope. He had like Miz like crunched up and then DDT'd. Like,
right.
Like I said, I think he does just enough. And with a guy like the Miz, it was a good match. I didn't really have any complaints. I really didn't. Me neither.
It was a wrestling match. Like, it wasn't anything crazy. It was just a wrestling match. And this was LA Knight's first actual singles match since Royal Rumble on a pay-per-view. And, yeah, he was in the Battle Royal in SummerSlam, but as far as, like, an actual singles match on a pay-per-view, this is the first one he's had since the Rumble with Bray. So, he was... The LA Knight you were seeing was pay-per-view LA Knight. You were seeing, you know, LA Knight in his bag doing things that you didn't expect him to do. But he didn't do anything. He did things that looked more believable for him. Especially that pump handle power slam. I thought that was pretty cool. But,
yeah. He yoked the Miz up for that. Oh, man, that was pretty cool.
Thank you for mentioning it.
It was nice.
When he picked him up and, like, he, like, shoved him back down. Like, oh, my God. He threw Miz in the air and said, "Come back down here, boy." And I was like, "Oh my!" I thought he was gonna win off that. That's yo, yeah, that was cool. See that? Yeah, that shit was popping. That gave me like Bobby Lashley feel. I'm dead ass. When he threw his ass up there and slammed him down, I'm like, "God damn!"
Yeah, you got him. You really got him.
Yeah. It was a good match. It was a good match.
It was good. Yeah, it was good. Very, very, very good. Very serviceable. It's not going to blow anybody's mind, but it was very serviceable and it was fun to follow.
Yeah.
Stuff was, Cena was good. Cena added some good stuff to the match as well.
Yeah.
I thought it was good. That was good.
All right. Next match, United States title, Rey Mysterio versus Austin Theory.
Can I take the helm?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
I wasn't expecting much from this match, but I'll say one thing. I see why Rey Mysterio don't want to retire. I definitely see why he don't want to retire. He was balling yesterday. He was doing all types of hurricanranas. My man was doing everything. And he made Austin Theory look good because Austin Theory was just yoking him around. Like it was a decent big small guy match for a mid-card title. That was it. It was decent. But yeah, if there's anything I take away from this match is, if you really want Rey Mysterio to give you a really good 1v1 match, and you throw him on the pay-per-view, I feel like he'll deliver for you all the time. Because he was moving quick, and he had Theory like looking all types of ways. Theory was selling it well, and he was just looking like, where the fuck is he? Like, mad confused. It was a good match. I thought it was good. Theory, I kind of thought Theory was going to win. I'm just shocked Rey Rey retained. That's all. I thought Theory was actually going to take it, but he didn't. So I don't know what really goes next for him. That's my only thing. I really don't.
I know what's going next for him.
What happened?
So I know what's going next for Austin Theory. And I agree with you. I thought, because I fell asleep during half of this match because I was tired. I hadn't gotten any sleep at that point yesterday. I pretty much stayed up all day yesterday after I got home from work. So me and Ty was in the living room just playing games all afternoon and stuff like that. But when I woke up, man, Theory and Mysterio was cooking, man. I thought they had a nice little United States Championship match. I thought Rey Mysterio looked good. I thought Austin Theory looked pretty good. Grayson Waller and Austin Theory, I think, is the next big thing for both guys. Mm-hmm. If you're not going to push either guy as a singles, push him as a tag team. And then turn Austin Theory babyface. Use Grayson Waller, turn Austin Theory babyface. I saw yet another video of Austin Theory handling himself like a pro, like a G with the kids, And I just think Austin Theory as a babyface can be a whole lot more better for the kid right now. I think he needs to be a babyface. And he's got a story to tell. He's got a story to tell. And if they let him tell it, then he can. I think he can touch some people out there.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think him as a heel right now, it's not going anywhere. Like, he's gone all he can go, except for teaming with Grayson Waller for now.
I don't mean to cut you off. You know, it's funny you said that the heel thing isn't working, because I was just thinking about what Don Tony said about Trish, where it just seems like she's playing an actress that's trying to play a bad girl.
He's in the same boat.
Yeah, that's what Austin Theory seems about. Austin Theory just seems like he's an actor trying to play a bad guy.
Right. And Austin, and it's funny, he wasn't after being a bad guy. I don't know if you guys noticed this, but Austin Theory was in Spider-Man Homecoming.
He was?
Yeah, he was one of the prisoners behind the Vulture and Scorpion.
Oh shit. By. Oh shit, I need to rewatch that scene then.
Yeah, it was when Austin Theory had like the longer hair.
Huh.
Yeah, because when Homecoming came out, 2017, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, that was when Austin Theory first touched base and Evolve at that point. So yeah, that's when Austin Theory was rocking a little bit of longer hair at that point. Yeah, I was like, what? I saw it the other day, because I was watching it the other day. Like,
oh, shit, I see it. Let me post it real quick in the chat.
It's Austin Theory.
Continue.
Yeah, that shit was funny. But no, I think Theory could be a good babyface. And look, his wrestling style is very innovative. Austin Theory does a lot of moves that you don't see a lot of people do. And they are moves that can pop a crowd, you know, with the roll through the ropes, hit the drop kick, the Antoxia move that he rarely does anymore. I mean, he's just got a lot of tricks up his arsenal that could pop a crowd, and I feel like we only see an attempt of what he could do. And I think once he gets unleashed as a babyface, I think we're going to see a lot of that shit. And I think he could be like a Superman type. Like how they push Cena for the strength and everything like that. Austin Theory's a strong guy too, and I think you got some. I'm not saying he's going to be Cena. I'm not saying that. But if they can use the archetype of what they used for Cena for so long, he's got strength. But then you add Austin Theory's athleticism and his physical prowess and stuff like that. I think you got something. But him as a heel, I think it's almost done. I think Grayson Waller, this whole thing with Grayson Waller, is the last big thing for him to do as a heel for now.
Right. Like, and I like Austin Theory, but at this moment, I'm like, I really don't care about what he does. Because
and that's a shame.
Right, and it's nothing against him, and it's just like, you know, what are they doing with him that's so special? So I agree with you, like put him with Grayson Waller, and that could be like his, like, I don't want to say coming out party, that just sounds weird, but like his like coming out of the closet. No, him being the next big baby face. But yeah, going back to this match, I didn't really care about this match. It didn't really mean anything to me, and it didn't mean anything to me going in. And I was actually making dinner by the time this match came on. So I was just kind of like I was just like glancing back and forth. I'm like, all right, what's going on? So, but yeah, going back to what Monty was saying about Rey, I thought, you know, again, Rey, you know, there was a point where a while ago, like, it was painful to watch Rey work. Now it's just like, oh, Rey's working. He's like in Rey Mysterio from 2003, 2004. So
Rey Mysterio looked, I think since he's returned, he didn't even return, 2019, right?
Yes, I think so, yeah.
I think Rey Mysterio has been doing some of the best work in his career since he returned. A lot of people forget. The stuff with Joe I thought was okay. I thought the matches could have been better. But I thought the stuff with Joe was okay. I thought the stuff he was doing with Andrade, and remember they had him working with Andrade and Garza at one point. Like, I thought that stuff was good. And then, of course, the stuff of, I thought his feud with Brock Lesnar was fun. What else did Ray do? The stuff with Seth got hokey after a while. It started off good, and then it got too hokey with the eyeball shit.
And then putting him with his son, that was fine.
and that was good. And then the whole the feud with Dominic. So I thought Rey Mysterio, he left in 2014, and it was a bet, or was it 2014 or 15? He left around that time period, and it was he left, and it wasn't the greatest or grandest exit. But I think ever since he came back in 2019, Rey Mysterio has been doing really good stuff, man. And I was with you in that boat too, because I was like, he was getting hurt all the time. He was looking out of shape. Remember, at that point, Rey Mysterio was wearing the baggy shirt and had it tucked in at that point. It was, Rey Mysterio didn't look good. He didn't look good. And we was all calling for him to retire at that point. But ever since 2019, man, he got a little bit slimmer, in better shape. He hasn't been out injured all that much. And he's been doing his damn thing. I think this run right here, 2019 to present time, I think this is the best run of Rey Mysterio's career within the last 10 years. Within the last 10 years.
I wholeheartedly agree. Ray's in his bag, essentially. But I don't know what kind of special water he's drinking, but he's definitely in his bag. But
yeah, definitely. Got to give the man his props, man. I'm not the biggest Rey Mysterio fan in the world. But I do like Rey Mysterio. I am a fan, but a fan to a point. And it's good to see him continue to do his thing, man. And y'all know how I feel about Dom, man. Dom is my boy. He just gotta get better. Once he gets better in the ring, Dom's got something. Yeah, man. I'm loving all that stuff right now. But Rey Mysterio is doing some good stuff. I'm just waiting. Anybody thought for a second there when Santos had Rey on his shoulder, and Zelina Vega threw her hands up in the air right in front of them, that Santos is going to drop Rey Mysterio on the stage, electric chair style? Or was that just me?
I honestly don't want that to happen. I'm kind of with Justin in the sense where it's just like, why can't there just be a feud? Why can't Santos just be happy? Or why can't there just be like a regular, like, you know, rematch where Santos is like, you know, once my knee gets better, I want my rematch, because I was supposed to fight Austin Theory, and then Ray just puts, you know, Santos over. Like, again, I love Ray, but Ray needs to be the guy that puts over other talent, and Santos, I think, needs that rub more.
And I think he will, and I think that's what it's calling for. It's got to be, right? Because why is Rey Mysterio United States champion? Why is he champion otherwise? He don't need it.
Just another notch in his belt.
Right, another notch on his belt, which is fine. That's cool, but he don't need it. So
yeah, when you think about it,
him and Escobar have to go at it. And I'm with you guys. I don't want the heel turn because I like what they're doing with the LWO. I wish they would do more with Joaquin Wilde and Cruz del Toro. Besides having them stand around and be catering, or whenever they do wrestle, they get their ass whooped in quick fashion. But other than that, I like the LWO, and they're still selling that merch and stuff like that. So I want them to do more with those guys, all of them, because I think all of them are good talents and everything like that. I think Zelina, her being constantly in the mix, that's fine, that's cool, but I just wish they would do more with the whole group as a whole, instead of just Rey and Santos, because it seemed like they're just taking, you know, a lot of the steam to the point where you're just asking, oh, is Cruz del Toro and Joaquin Wilde even a part of the group sometimes, you know?
Next match, the Steel City Street Fight for the Undisputed WWE Tag Team Championships, the Judgment Day, Finn Balor and Damian Priest versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. This was fun. This was an entertaining match. It did what it needed to do. A lot happening. I mean, everybody in the Judgment Day came out. You know, Rhea came out to interfere. I was gonna say Monty. Dom. Monty did come out to interfere. Dom did come out to play a role. And he played a role being in one of the biggest spots in the match. And then, you know, JD McDonagh played a role, and he got fucking murked with that fucking powerbomb spot on the fucking table.
Oh shit!
That was another big Bob moment. Oh my god!
Did you see the way his neck and back ricocheted off that fucking table?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
He fucked him up.
Yeah, he got fucked up badly. Either he fucked him up badly, or that was some damn good selling. Either way, it looked good.
Mm-hmm.
But nah, Drew, this match was very, very fun, man. I was very pleased. I thought that this was the real Terry Funk tribute match that they should have put on. this was really, really fun. Mm-hmm. And Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, I tweeted out yesterday, they went out in a blaze of glory. They had a really good championship match here. Owens and Zayn are they're two guys that don't even need the belts like that. They don't need the belts like that. I mean, and Judgment Day really don't either, but for the story's sake, they need the belts right now. And I thought that was the right decision last night. Take the belts off of Owens and Zayn and put them on Judgment Day. I liked the match. I thought Finn, all four guys worked hard, but Dominic was bumping around, making Owens and Zayn look good. JD McDonagh bumped around, obviously made Kevin Owens look like a killer. And Rhea Ripley being the X Factor, fine, cool, that's cool, I'm good with that, because it didn't make any sense. Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens kind of sealed their fate when they wanted a street fight. So how it kind of makes them look a little dumb at the same time, because how are you not prepared for this?
Right.
Not prepared for this? How did you not know this was going to happen? So kind of makes them look a little dumb. And I hate when they make baby faces look dumb. But other than that, I thought this was a fun match, really fun brawl. For me, this and Trish and Becky were like the matches of the night for me. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed this a whole lot, man. Finn Balor out there looking trippy. My boy out there rocking the ones again. Man, you saw them ones?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Magnifico, man, with the crap. Yeah, I gotta stop playing. People, oh, why is Finn Balor like he's about to play a basketball game, bro? I don't understand drip. I don't understand
swag. That shit is fire. My son has white and purple ones. He has the black and purple ones. And then yesterday he pulled up with the white, purple, and gray ones. Like, he gets custom J's. Fuck you mean. Why would I not wear them? I'm bad. Like, Kofi Kingston wears Jeremy Scott's. They have fucking wings on them. Them sneakers is like $5,000 a pair. Fuck you talking about. You don't say nothing about Kofi, though.
Yeah, people gotta understand, it's the swag, LA Knight,
LA Knight has modified Jordan 15s. What are y'all talking about?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't know if a lot of people noticed that.
People are so dumb. Like, you gotta look good. Fuck you mean? Roman Reigns rocks. He's just started rocking number Jordans as a heel. The Usos, they'll rock the all white ups. What are y'all talking about? Like, shut up. It looks good. It looks good that wrestlers that I like or wrestlers that look good wear sneakers that me myself would buy and I would wear with an outfit. Like, that's cool. What do you mean? Those white and purple ones that Finn Balor wear, I would wear those myself. Those is fire.
I'm wearing the whole Finn Balor fit.
Yeah, his fit is tough. Yeah, I'm so, bro. Y'all both know I'm head over heels. I was telling Andre during predictions that I wanted them to win. I said it. I was like, I don't care. I'm bluntly saying I want them to win, and they fucking won. I'm so happy. My two out of the three favorite wrestlers in WWE for me are tag team champions together. Man, I'm on cloud nine, boy. What? That should look beautiful. And my son still missed the Money in the Bank. Stop playing with me. Puerto Rico, we up. Wepa, we up. Fucking me. What are you talking about? And my boy Finn Balor. Now Finn Balor's technically Grand Slam champion, whether if you want to count his Universal title or not.
He's Grand Slam Finn.
Yeah.
Was he the United States champion?
Yes, he was.
Champion, Intercontinental, Tag Team, Universal.
Wait, when was he United States champion?
Last year. Remember when he lost to Austin Theory?
Yeah. Oh, okay. For WrestleMania. Okay, never mind. Never mind.
Mm-hmm. But,
yeah, no, because, no, you had to ask because if you blink, you would have missed it because it was a very brief run.
It was.
And in NXT, he was the world champion in NXT. Was he the North American champion?
Never.
No.
Okay, he was. I know he wasn't a tag champion, so I remember that.
No.
But yeah, Grand Slam Finn.
This is his first tag team title run, which is cool. This is why, which is I like it more because I love both of them. Like, they're two of these. Besides Bobby Lashley, because I love that. He's probably my favorite wrestler. He'll probably be until he retires, honestly. Like, he makes funny faces. But when he's mad, he's mad, bro. Like, him and Brock Lesnar, like, Brock Lesnar don't really show mad. He's just, Brock Lesnar's more intense. He's just more like, you fear him. But when Bobby Lashley has that face, like, you pissed him off, you just gotta run, bro. He's gonna kill you. He's gonna fucking kill you. Drew, I was just telling RJ, like the SmackDown before, whatever, my man speared Pete Dunne, a Butch, with the suit still fucking closed and the glasses still on. Like, yeah. What?
Yeah, I saw that.
Bro, he's fantastic. Like, you are such a machine. Like, yeah, I'm just so happy that Finn and Damian won. I'm just really glad they finally got that. I've been wanting them to win those belts, and it makes sense now with the whole story going on. I'm not too sure what they do, like, going forward. It's interesting now because now everything's completely different. Now I can see, I want to know what's going to happen. What they gonna do with JD now? How's Damian gonna feel to him now? He gonna still keep pressing him New York style? Like, what are you gonna do? Like, you gonna like finally like be like, all right, little bro, like, because that's how he talk. He talks straight, like, bro, straight from the streets, bro. It's so funny that when he got mad at JD, why is this dude even talking to me? Like, oh my god, damn, bro, he was sick. But it's cool. Yeah, it's just cool now. And hey, and, listen, like, guys.
He should definitely get a spot because he saved Damian Priest's ass.
He should definitely get a spot. They should add him, be a fifth member. And then that's another way to try to, like, kick Damian out whenever they lose the belts and whatnot.
Yeah.
But Kevin Owens getting color.
Yeah, he got really. Yeah, I don't know when did that. I don't even know when that happened.
Me neither. It was like when it was off screen and he reappeared with the jerseys on and then he had a crimson mask on. And
yeah, literally, yeah, right? Cool. Right? I was mad confused. I'm like, when did you start gushing blood like this?
Yeah, I I'm not going to say he was bleeding, but I don't know. I just find it funny. You know, they took all that time to put on the.
You know what?
He pulled a John Moxley.
He pulled a John Moxley better than a John Moxley.
Hold on, no cap. Wait, no cap. Wow. Now that you mention it, that blood did look like if how you would blade, how someone would blade. Now he was gushing in his head. Stop playing with me, KO. You did that. You pulled a Moxley. Don't get me mad. No.
John Moxley.
Honestly, though, it worked out. It worked out, though, because
I'm a badass.
He had the Trey Funk shirt on right before he put the jersey on. But that shit was crazy. He was bleeding everywhere. And say what you will, Dom is MVP tonight for both matches for Judgment Day. So
yeah, that's they even called him that during the show.
Yeah, he was, though. He was. And honestly, that silver shit was hard. I like that they added that silver gray shit into the clothes. Damian Priest got the drip, too, bro.
Yeah, I like that. He had the punishment. He had the Punisher logo. But we know that's says for the punishment. That's,
yeah, from his old school moniker. Yeah, that was hard, bro.
And he had the Live Forever thing on, too, which he hadn't really acknowledged that in a long time either. So I thought that was pretty cool.
That is cool.
Damian Priest.
Yep, it's coming. See, they throwing signs at it. That's dope. And I don't know if you guys noticed, he has the Puerto Rican flag, but it's in purple, right? And instead of the stripes, it's Scott Hall's drip.
Yeah.
That shit is so cool, bro.
Oh, he's got a full blown shirt of that, bro.
That shit is so cool, bro.
No, he's been rocking that for months now, bro.
My man Rican Taker. Oh man, Puerto Rican Taker.
I know somebody got mad at me last year for saying that on Twitter. Not... Like, don't you ever talk bad about The Undertaker. I said
what?
I wasn't even talking about The Undertaker.
Man, that's not even nothing bad though. Damian Priest is good. He's more than. And he got. Bro, I've never. Let me. There's a lot. I don't think. As a Puerto Rican, right? I don't think people understand. There's not many 6'5" Puerto Ricans out there.
No.
There's not a lot.
Most Puerto Rican guys, no offense, but most Puerto Rican guys I know are short. Deuce is probably the only Puerto Rican I know personally that's over 6 foot. Other than that, all Puerto Rican guys I know are usually 5'8", 5'9"-ish, and down.
Yeah, he's 6'5". He got jacked. Cause I was watching the Sheamus. I was watching some Sheamus workout with him, and he was saying that he used to be a husky dude, and he really like dedicated himself to like staying in shape.
He was fat.
Yep.
Yeah. Exactly. So he got he's in perfect shape, and now he knows how to. He got the drip himself. Stop playing, son. That he fights like the way he fights. It resembles me of Taker. Don't punches. Nah, bro.
I'm not trying to get rocked by Damian Priest.
You saw that broken arrow on the chairs? Nah, bro, you tripping. I ain't taking that. This is a wrestling match with this jackass. What you mean? You just want me to fucking you want me to be in pain? Just get the fuck out. That shit, yo, he yoked him up and I was like, ah. No. Stop playing.
Yeah, people be ODing, but I like the match, Drew. I thought it was really fun, and I like that they are tag team champions. It's gonna be interesting to see what they do next, obviously. And I think, look, they haven't announced that they were doing War Games yet, but if they do War Games, hey,
oh, they're doing.
Surprise if the,
They're doing War Games. There's no doubt about that.
So Judgment Day versus Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens, DIY, and who else?
Jey Uso.
I would say Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, Jay, Cody, and am I missing a fifth one?
Cody, yeah. No.
Cody's the big star, and he's had his shit with Judgment Day, so put him in there, and have Brock be the surprise opponent or surprise guy on the team. But save Brock for the appearance at the pay-per-view. Like, have Cody be like, you know, or no, have Judgment Day be like, you know, it's five of us and four of you. Like, who do you think you're going to find? And Cody can be like, let me find somebody. And the day of the pay-per-view, Cody's like, he's coming, don't worry. And, like, when it gets to that last guy, like, Judgment Day is just talking shit like, see, who's coming after you the whole time? And all of a sudden you hear, bow, wow, 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 wow. I can't do it. But... And it's going to be Chicago, you know, too.
I would only be happy with that if I get to see either a choke slam, a South of Heaven from Priest on Brock. Oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God. The ring has to break. Oh my God.
Oh shit.
Imagine him yoking Brock up. Mm. Stop.
Like, Brock with Dominic. You hear Dom talking. It's like, you're alone in the cell with me, boy.
Yo, I can
back to him and JD around Dom and JD.
Bro, just imagine him literally, because it's two rings. Just imagine him German suplexing him from one ring to the other.
Oh my God.
Just tossing him through the, like, oh my God.
Rock has got to toss him and JD around. Dom and JD.
That's what I'm saying. Like, imagine him just toss. Oh my God.
He grabs one, throws one to the other side, and he throws the other one to the other ring, and he just does it over and over again. Oh my God.
That'd be fun.
Dom and JD better have their bump card.
That'd be fun.
That would be fucking crazy as hell. He starts throwing JD by his big head.
And that's cool, because Finn and Brock had beef before.
Yeah.
So it's cool. I like that. I like all that.
Yeah, I think it's cool. Like, get the All Stars versus the Judgment Day, and I think that's cool.
Yeah. I think
that's cool.
That's what's up.
Yeah, but Cody needs something to do until Mania. So, like, I mean, him being involved, that ain't a bad idea.
Yeah, the match was good, though. I was happy. I was really happy with that. Yeah. What came after that bullshit? The Grayson Waller shit?
Yeah, I was getting to that. So the Grayson Waller effect with Cody, Cody Rhodes. Cody pretty much just said, listen, I came here because I wanted to make an announcement. And he said, you know, I pulled some favors and hopefully there's some blowback on me. But the newest member of the Raw roster is main event Jey Uso. And Jey Uso came out to, I guess, a remix theme of, you know, the Usos theme, which is instead of down since day one ish, it's Jey rapping. It's just me, Uso. Yeah. Day one ish, day one, and you know the place went nuts for him because they like Jay, and I mean Jay's been gone for 2 weeks, but like yeah, he's back and he's on Raw, and Grayson interviewed him and just talked a little bit of shit and said, you know, hey, as a singles guy, you've done nothing yet. So Jay super kicked his ass, and now we got Jay on the Raw roster.
Bro, he was fucking... Yeah, those fucking people going, bro.
Yeah.
He lit that crowd up, man. Jay Uso, I'm telling you, man. That's why people were arguing with me, Thomas. There's no way in the world they're going to split the Usos up. You mean to tell me they ain't looking at this dude getting a reaction on his own and not going to capitalize on that? Well, you got stupid. Now, I didn't think he would go down the route with one turn on the other, but they did, and we're here now, but damn. I was like, he can't go back to being a tag team wrestler no more.
No.
At least not for right now. Not for right now. They can't go back to being tag team wrestlers. Jey Uso established himself as Jey Uso. Main event, Jey Uso. And they're riding that wave. They got him on Raw. That's going to be good because that's another big baby face on Raw that can help, you know, you could do something with him. Like we used to talk about all the time. I was just like, it's Sami Zayn, KO, and Cody, and the Judgment Day, and blah, 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 blah. But this is another top baby face who's over, who can help mix it up in that locker room. So I'm good to go with that. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm hyped with it too.
Was it you guys I was talking with yesterday? I was talking to so many people yesterday. But what if he was the one that beat Gunther for the title?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We talked about that yesterday. Yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah. I was saying that if he beats him for the IC title, that debunks everything that Grayson Waller was saying yesterday. Like, oh, you can't do nothing now. You haven't done shit on your own. Well, guess what? I just beat the dude that just broke Honky Tonk's record, and it was Gunther. I gave him his first actual pinfall loss on the main roster. Fuck you mean? That's what's up. If they give him that, that's perfect. You want to know why? Because look, now in the time frame since him breaking out, he gave Roman Reigns his first pinfall L, and now he just gave Gunther his first pinfall L, and he won his first ever like singles like championships. Stop playing. That dude, definitely. And if you really think about it, if everybody just sits down and just after everything I just said, if you sit down and think about it, that literally plays into his name, Main Event Jey Uso. I'm Main Event Jey Uso, because I don't just show up in the main event. Like I actually win in the main event. Like that makes sense. I like that, because that'll be dope. I like it. It just shows more, and the crowd will be just more hyped. And now he's his own title. Then you could even have him have a reign until Mania, have him face Jimmy for the title. Boom.
Yeah.
Well, now you make the IC title feel OD special.
We can have Jay Cossum. I mean, or Jimmy Cossum. That's still, and that's more fire. That's more fire to the feud if he costs him the title. You could be like, yeah.
Oh yeah.
I'm over here on SmackDown doing nothing, Oos. You over here fighting all the spotlight. You got the damn title.
Yeah, you got a title.
I did it cause I loved you, Oos.
You're sucking Roman Reigns' dick instead of working. I put it in the work.
That shit.
Hello, ain't nobody talking to you.
I just wish Jey Uso, because the way he talks, his cadence, I just wish he got the mic and be like, hey, you talk a lot of shit, Uso. I know they can't hear, but like, I wish.
I like when you do the screamy promos.
Yeah, that was like that.
I can picture him doing that to Gunther, or not Gunther, but Ludwig just like talks for Gunther, and all of a sudden you see Jay just cut him off. Your ass talks too much.
Yo ass talks too much. I can just see him mimicking his thing, his name too. Yo ass talks too much, Ludwig.
Yeah,
it's all your ass name. That should be bad funny.
What the hell's a Ludwig anyway?
I'm here for old boy right here and his title.
Yeah. Giovanni Vinci, yo, Mr. Clean, bald headed ass. What you gonna do, huh? What you gonna do, Uso? Huh? What you looking at me like that for?
And just have the crowd be Jimmy, where every time he talks, you just hear, Tell him.
That'd be dope.
But that'd be his new what. Instead of just what, just be like, tell him. I'm after this dude for his title. Tell him. Not this dude. Not Mr. Clean. I lost my train of thought. Fuck. But
yeah, but I got you though. That's what's up. That'd be dope.
But That happened, and the next match after that, I don't know if this was before or after, but women's world title match, Rhea Ripley versus Raquel Rodriguez. This didn't really work. Maurice said that came after the match. But yeah, this match wasn't as good as their matches in NXT. It was very slow. I don't know if I would blame that on Rhea. I don't want to be a dick and say it was maybe Raquel. But yeah, just this match didn't really work the way I was expecting it to. Because I was expecting these two to like really just kind of be like Becky and Trish. Just, I know that was a tough act to follow, but just like go out there and just really hammer it home. Just like really go after each other. But very slow match.
I mean, you look at Rhea's track record compared to Raquel's track record. When they stop fucking around and let Rhea have a good match, she's had good matches for that belt. Her and Natty went out there and had a damn good match on Raw. What was it? To kind of kick this whole thing off with Raquel. So, I mean, I don't know, man. I'm not trying to blame anybody, but it fell short. It fell short of what it needed to be.
I'll be the dickhead, guys. It was Rhea's fault, man. She's too damn busy thinking she could just manhandle everybody. You can't really manhandle Raquel like that. I mean, then again, I don't know. There was a couple messed up spots, I guess. I don't know. They just miscommunicated. I don't know, man. It's crazy because that last woman standing match was great. I don't understand.
That's what I was talking about earlier. They were trying to do too damn much. When you try to do too damn much, you fuck up. That's what I'm saying about LA. That's why I appreciate LA Knight, Monty. I don't know if you heard earlier, but I was pretty much telling Drew that, look, LA Knight sticks to what he can do. And that's fine. That's good. Don't try to do too much you can't do. And they were trying to do all these fancy slingshots. You see that one spot where Raquel was trying to slingshot Rhea and it felt short. It just didn't look good. And there was a bunch of blown spots like that. And it just wasn't happening, dog. Stick to what you guys know. Have a fight. Have a brawl. I think the next match needs to be some type of stipulation to make up for this one. Because this one wasn't it. Wasn't it, Chief?
Yeah, I wasn't too pleased. Like,
I was looking forward to this because of what they did in NXT, and I know.
Me too. I was expecting NXT a lot more from. Roster, I was expecting a lot more hard hitting.
NXT main roster is different. You can have a hard hitting match and then rest for like a month on NXT, whereas you're gonna be right back out there on the road, Raw, SmackDown. That's what fans really don't understand sometimes. You know, being in NXT was very, very beneficial because, hey, you got other guys that can take your spot for those 2 hours. And we don't have to see you wrestle for a whole month after that. But on the main roster, it's differently because you have to do TVs, you got to do live shows, you got to do this and the other. So I understand you can't go balls to the walls, but damn, I was expecting something better than what we got last night.
Yeah, I agree.
I hate saying that because I like both women. I like both women. So I hate saying that, but, you know, we keep it 100 over here. We don't do the ass kissy shit, you know. Even if our favorites ain't looking good, we call them out.
Yeah, because actually
didn't deliver.
Yeah, because I if there's any good, like, because Rhea and Raquel have that they have that intimidating factor especially for a women's wrestler. They go beat your ass. They go beat a man's ass. Fucking right before the match, like not so long before, fucking Rhea Spear bulldozed fucking KO. It's KO. Like, she bulldozed his ass. Like, and she's Aki. Raquel's Aki too. Like, I was expecting them to beat the shit out of each other. Like, but they just miscommunicated a couple times. And Drew said it, I think y'all both said it actually. It felt a little slow at certain points. It did. They both looked a little gassed at certain points. And I'm just like, damn, bro. Is it because Rhea not used to having to go so fucking long? Because let's be real, she's not really wrestling that much. And if she do, she be beating people's ass before the even bell ringing. And that's it. There's no real match. So,
I don't know. Her and Charlotte went the distance at WrestleMania. So
No. Yeah, but that's April, though. That's April.
I don't know. But at the same time, can stamina really be a factor when you're going at it with Charlotte?
Yeah.
No, I'm saying, I'm talking about these, like, all these past Raws and NXT. She'll do, like, a segment and she'll come out and intervene in a match. And if she had those matches, you know, she would interrupt. She would, like, beat them up before the match started. They wouldn't even have a match. They would call it. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe.
You mentioned NXT. She had a match with Live Valkyrie. She didn't look gassed in that.
No, that was good. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that was good.
So is stamina really an issue here?
Yeah, I don't know.
Just an off night? Just an off night.
Yeah, Yeah, I give you. Yeah, like, it could be an off name.
Look, Rhea Ripley looks great. Looks in top tier condition, and she's not somebody I look at and go, "Oh, damn, she's blown up." Like certain people, you can see when they blow up, like Matt Hardy. Matt Hardy get blown up getting to the damn ring, but that's neither here nor there. But it's just, I just think they had a bad night. They tried to do too much, and it didn't work out. It didn't work out too well.
Yeah, I get you.
They got to bounce back, and I'm pretty sure they know they got to bounce back and do better next time. Sometimes all it takes is one bad performance to turn it all around. Either you learn from it, grow from it, or you let it drag you down. And I'm pretty sure those two are going to want to put on something better next time.
Yeah.
And it's all right. Sometimes you need to have a bad day, a bad night, in order to like I said, learn from it, grow from it, and overcome it. So
yeah,
maybe this is their wake-up call.
All right, main event time. The World Heavyweight Championship, Seth freaking Rollins versus Shinsuke Nakamura. I mentioned earlier on the, I guess it was the pre-show, that this match felt long. It was long. It was 26 minutes and 5 seconds, so it was the longest match of the night. At this point, I was kind of falling asleep, and it wasn't the match itself. Well, maybe it was, but like, it's not that the match was bad. Again, I thought it felt too long, because there was a point where it really started to drag. And I'm like,
yeah, it was a little long. I was falling asleep with you.
Yeah, it's just like, okay, we have a pay-per-view with 6 matches. We should be out of here before 10. And not saying this match needed to be like 10 minutes, but like, I would say an easy like 18 minutes. You could have told a story in 18 minutes. But they wanted, and this was Nakamura's first main event on a pay-per-view. I mean, if you want to count the Rumble as a pay-per-view, but whatever. But like, his actual first ever main event match on a pay-per-view. So, and you know, they've been making Nakamura more interesting. So, you know, they wanted to kind of see what he can do with a longer time limit. But I think they should have just maybe shaved off 8 minutes from this match, and just had it, you know, been like maybe 17, 18 minutes. And I know RJ said in our group chat, he thinks that the finish just seemed very abrupt, and I thought it did, because it's just like they were really going through the motions, and you know, Nakamura did Kinshasa, you know, once, and he's trying to do it again. Seth kept trying to go for the curb stomp, and at that point when he did that last curb stomp to win the match, Nakamura was next to the ropes. I'm like, all right, is Nakamura gonna grab the ropes or whatever? I'm like, no, he doesn't grab the ropes. 1, 2, 3, and I'm like, okay. And then after the show. And then after the show, off air, Nakamura attacks Seth, which I don't know why they didn't just include that, you know, after a match, but whatever. So
they showed it on they put it up on the social media and a part of the they put it on the YouTube page. They put it on the website. So that's the angle they are including. So they're probably going to show that on Raw tomorrow.
So I guess this feud's going to continue, which, you know, cool.
Right.
Right.
And I hope, look, they had great mood in the crowd. I hope Great Muda was there to maybe help Nakamura. Like, I think to remind him of what he could do. Remind him of a killer that he is, and this, that, and the other, and maybe we could do something with that. Yeah, I just find it hard to believe they flew Great Muda all the way out there to watch Nakamura lose. That's why I thought he was winning. And then they showed him all like, oh, shit, there goes Great Muda. He can't be out there to see Nakamura lose. So hopefully they got some type of deal or something like that. Great Muda's retired. He's retired, and maybe have Nakamura with Great Muda for a couple of months or something. I think that could be pretty fun.
Yeah,
maybe
it could
maybe
be cool.
The little kids probably wouldn't know who Great Muda is, obviously, but us who know how much of a pioneer to Japanese wrestling that Great Muda is. That'd be pretty dope to see him with Nakamura for a while. That'd be dope.
Yeah, and I would think.
And we were all talking about the presentation of Nakamura, the anime, just the video packages for Nakamura. They let him speak in Japanese and stuff like that. That's pretty cool. Like, they've been presenting Nakamura very, very well. And if they can stretch this out for another month, I'm cool with that. Cool with that. But something big is going to have to happen here coming out of this.
Right, yeah, and you're right about that. Because we got Fastlane coming up next month, So I'm assuming we're probably going to get a lot of rematches, or maybe we're going to stretch this Seth and Nakamura thing out. But
I think so, Drew. Honestly, I can see them doing Nakamura and Rollins again, especially since they're acknowledging the fact that Nakamura did attack him after the show. And that's a nice way to continue that by doing something like that. Utilize the social media and cameras to the best of your ability. I think that's cool.
Right.
I think Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn probably will get a rematch likely. That's if they don't rush it and do it tomorrow.
Which they probably will.
Rhea and Raquel got to run that back. So I expect three rematches right off the rip. Unless Triple H decides to do them all on Raw. Which, if he does them all on Raw, we get a fresh match for Fastlane. I'm cool with that, too. I ain't complaining about it. Fuck it.
But,
Fastlane, we got a whole month to Fastlane. Because Fastlane is, what, October the 3rd?
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm cool with that. Fine. Fuck it. If you want to do that, do that. But, I just think for Survivor Series this year, they need to do like something special for Survivor Series this year. Like, they need to do a big time title change or something. When was the last time anything really special happened at Survivor Series, you know?
Well, I'm gonna be the internet nerd for a second. Let me get Monty back on. So since Survivor Series this year is in Chicago and we have a certain fella from Chicago that just got terminated from his job on his day off. I'm just saying, I don't know, maybe that could happen. Maybe that could be something.
Look at my eyes, what do you see?
No, you gotta say like Cornette. Like Mussolini!
Like Mussolini!
I don't want him, bro. Fuck him.
But you love him.
Nah, fuck you, him. I haven't really fucked with him.
I love him. I love him.
Nah, you know what's crazy? How did the AEW roster let somebody who got bitched out in real fight and bully them? What the fuck?
Because he's a fighter and they're not. That's why. And see, a lot of people, that's the problem. A lot of people look at CM Punk's UFC failures and go, oh, yeah, he can't fight. But this man's a trained fighter at the end of the day and you're just fake wrestling.
Yeah, I guess so.
They found out. This dude is a legit jiu-jitsu guy, bro.
Yeah, it's like...
He was throwing shit.
It's not a gimmick. I don't care how many punches you try to throw at somebody. All they gotta do is put you in some type of clutch and you're done. You're done.
Right, it's just like, you know, it's like basketball, for example. Like, you know, we'll play basketball and we think we're okay. But it's like, put like somebody who's like an average player in the NBA... on the court with us, they're gonna whoop our ass on the court.
Yeah, oh yeah,
they're doing the disciplined and coach.
Yeah, ten times out of ten, probably.
So I mean, CM.
I don't get that whole ideology just because he lost in UFC that this man can't fight. Y'all better get that mindset out of y'all heads.
It's like how many fights has Jack Perry been in? How many fights has Nick Jackson, Mike Jackson, or Matt Jackson been in?
He's still a bitch. He's a sensitive old bitch. His bones is brittle. I'll bitch slap him in his face if I ever saw his old gremlin looking ass. My man look like an old ass, old time recovering meth head. Fuck out of it. My man CM Punk look rugged. My man CM Punk look worse than Trevor from GTA 5. That's terrible. Oh, that's terrible.
That's how rugged he looks. At least Punk cuts his hair. Say that.
And he looked bald, and then he got the like all grizzled Goldberg. When Goldberg came back, he had all the white beard. Like, get out of here, oldie. What the fuck? Nah, I'm just playing. I just don't care for him. I don't care for him. Like I said, unless he's putting people over, I can literally deal without CM Punk.
I mean, I'm just saying, it's Chicago, and he's from Chicago. I'm just saying, put him on the show. Put him on the show, bro. Come on.
I'm just really glad that that actually they're doing like an angle with Seth that I don't know, it's involved somebody different. And honestly, we're gonna get that with Roman too, finally. AJ Styles, you know, finally gonna be the man to challenge him. Nice. Like, Shinsuke, like, I don't know, man. Like, do they give the world title to Shinsuke finally for once? Do you think he'll ever get it, or is he just going to be the contender? Look, that's it.
I'm going to believe that there's no harm in giving the guy a belt for a month.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, there's no harm in that. That's what you used to do back in the day. I hate when people go, this person in the draw. But how do you know if you don't give him a shot?
RJ, how many people? RJ, how many? When we were little, bro, how many championships people used to just have for like you said, 1 month, 2 months, switch it over, somebody have 3 months.
Undertaker, Rock, Steve Austin. I think there was so many. They were champions so many damn times.
Facts.
Right, like, come on, like Mick Foley, three-time champ. What the Rock was like, what, 7-time, 8-time? Like,
yeah.
It wasn't because they like guys had 6-month, 9-month title ranges because they were swapping the motherfuckers back and forth. And that's why you had to watch, because it was a sense of urgency, because, oh shit, we don't know, man. Mick Foley's title run might end at Fully Loaded 99. We don't know. Rock can get that SummerSlam 99. You don't, like, we didn't.
And then
know.
They'll have some, then they'll add in some actual story. Then Shane and Man turn on Trip. Trip lose the belt. Now Shane went Rock out of nowhere. Then all of a sudden, Shane just turns on both of them, goes with Stone Cold, and then now Stone Cold with Vince. Like, what?
Yeah.
Like, and then everybody else had, there you go, now we just had three world champions in like this 1 year. Like, you can do it. Like, I don't get it. That was the whole purpose. That was the whole purpose of creating the World Heavyweight title, man. Like,
and like, for the, so you don't have to have a fucking belt on guys to, for whatever reason. This is a Triple H problem. I feel like Triple H likes to have the belts on guys for a long period of time, but that shit get boring, bro. It gets boring. See, the Gunther shit, don't mind the Gunther shit, because he beats Honky Tonk's record. That's fine. I got no problems with that. But everybody else with a long title reign, I can't stand that shit. Why does everybody have to have a long title reign? Everybody and their mom has to have a long title reign.
Yeah, I don't like those.
I hate it. Especially when it's everybody across the board. We know Rhea finna have that belt for a long time. Who else? Io Sky, I don't expect her to have the belt that very long. But and that's cool, that's fine, whatever. Who else is a champion right now? Roman's gonna keep that belt to Mania. I think we all have digested that and already accepted that, right? Mm-hmm. Seth? I don't know, bro. Like, I personally, if I'm Triple H, I would take that belt off of Seth Rollins the next pay-per-view and tell Seth, go fix your back. Go fix your back and come back.
I think you could get a lot of world championships out of Raw. I feel like, I don't know why they got oh my god, sorry, I don't know why they gotta have long title reigns there too. They shouldn't. That belt should be for other people that don't get the opportunity. Like, they were saying that people don't get the opportunity against Roman. No, you're only saying that because everybody's losing to Roman. Now, same thing with Seth. Seth had the belt since, when was Crown Jewel? What month was that?
May.
When was it?
May.
Damn, and we in September already. That's mad long.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
September.
He had 4 months. Yeah, give it up.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. Nice little 4 month reign, ain't gonna hurt nobody.
Yeah.
So it's just he's done. Like, people know, like, Seth Rollins doesn't, like, the benchmark to hold it. Fine, I was fine with him winning it, but still being a champion like after this long, nah, man. It's time for him to give it up, man. Time to give it up. He should be fighting Roman, because I just feel like there's obviously, especially with how the last match ended, there's a lot of unfinished business there. And you mean to tell me that Seth Rollins doesn't want to finish up on some of that business? So, I don't know, man. Yeah. It's more intriguing for him to be chasing that Universal title than to be the World Heavyweight Champion. That's why I don't want Cody nowhere near that belt either.
I don't want him winning that belt. Nah.
No.
And a part of me thinks it's a little bit of a trade too, like with getting Jey Uso on the on fucking Raw. And I think Cody closer to like WrestleMania is gonna go to SmackDown.
Yeah. He got the strength to do that for himself.
Alright. But, overall, what'd you think about the show? Grades, letter grades, what'd you think?
I'll give it a, from a B minus to a B.
Okay.
It was good. It was better than my expectations, and that's what I was looking for. I was telling Andre I had a low expectations. There was a lot of good matches, and just happy my boys, Finn Balor and Damian Priest, you know. My boys are, you know, Undisputed Tag Team Champs. That was a big highlight for me, aside from everything else. But yeah, I'll say a B minus to a B. It's better than what I thought it was going to be.
That's fair. I'll give it a B minus.
Yeah, I'll give it a B. I had more fun with it than not. So, yeah, man. I definitely it was a fun Saturday night to watch some wrestling, and I thought that WWE for the most part delivered. I was only disappointed with a match. So like, that's positive. And I didn't walk away from the show going, "Damn, I just wasted my time." I thought it was a fun show. Really fun.
Even though we all got a little sleepy during it, it was still good.
Right. Yeah. But I got to head off here because I got to do something with Jeff Lippman in about 15 minutes. So.
All right, guys.
I'll, like usual, I'll send you the link and yeah.
Yeah, people. So make sure everything, you know. Hope you enjoyed. We'll catch you next week. We'll keep you guys in tune with that. And make sure everything's too sweet.
Too sweet.
Too sweet.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to the chat.
Peace.